start this beautiful sugya. I think tomorrow we will have chazara, right? Does that make sense? We'll have chazara tomorrow. We'll have chazara tomorrow, but as some of the talmidim were asking me certain questions, there's no way that we're going to get to the bottom of the implications of the Gemara and Rishonim by the end of this week. So tomorrow what we'll do is, now that we're doing chazara's question and answer form, the guys are asking what's bothering them. So what we'll do is we'll do 12 o'clock question answers in the Gemara, 12:30 question answers about life. The Gemara also has a lot about life in there too. But so that's 12:31, and then one we'll do Parsha. Okay, so this way I hope we need to fight against the Metzius that during this time people start to, you know, all the Yomim and v'chule. Today is a very, very special day for Klal Yisrael, no question about it. Kulei Alma Moda. Whatever you do on the day, Kulei Alma Moda, it's a special day for Klal Yisrael. At the same time, I want to get some type of, remind ourselves that Seder is supposed to start at 9:30 sharp. So tomorrow, Seder will start at 9:30 sharp, but we'll do question and answers at 12, then 12:30 to 1. Okay, let's begin the Gemara. Amar Rava, v'hu she'idu kulam b'toch kedei dibur. Rava says that the time in which we say that there is a psul is if they were mode toch kedei dibur. Says Rashi, v'hu she'idu kulam b'toch kedei dibur. Hasam kamra masnisa me'e kishnaim. When do we say that 100 is like 2? That's if they were all made toch kedei dibur, the amount of time it says it takes to say Shalom to one's Rebbe. Why that's a significant amount of time? Dafka Shela Shalom is an interesting question. Maybe we'll get to in the future. So Rashi said, but if two people testify, and later on, so then in such a case, they considered two groups of Eidim for everybody. That's the amount of time. 100 is a lot more than that amount of time. I don't know. I was a little bit unclear what the hava mean of the Gemara was. The Gemara didn't know this teretz. Tokedei dibur is within one's friends. So let's say we're testifying, so I testify, then Yosef, if he testifies within Tov Kedei Dibur, Kedei Shelosh Rav, then he's connected to me. Then Michal testifies after Yosef, so then in such a case, we're all considered connected. Let's continue on in the Gemara. Bikiva Oimer Loi Ba'ashlishi Mashnaim. The truth is, the Gemara is really not going to address Rabbi Akiva, but rather the Gemara is going to address the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Amar Lei Rav Papala Abaye. If we're going to say that everybody is mitzarev, according to the position of many of the above tanoim, so then in such a case, once the harig is there, so then he should save. Why? Because the harig is pasul, so you should have the problem of nimtza echa mehen karavu pasul. So it says the Gemara, Kishaharu Me'achov. Now Rav Yaakov had an interesting ha'ara. He said at the end of the day, the Harug himself, was he there when he was killed? Yishlachkor. He was there at the moment the gun went off. At the moment the bullet penetrated his skin, I don't know, he might be a Rei Atrefa at that moment. So is he an aid? It seems from the Gemara's Havamina. So in Pilpul, when you do the halacha, the chaloi shem of a treifa and so on and so forth, Rav Yaakov's ha'ara might be relevant. But our Gemara seems to be assuming that he's there when he himself is killed. It's an acute ha'ara. El me'atahar yatzil, kishahar go me'achov. So Gemara says, no, he didn't see anything. That's Gemara nirva yatzil. So in such a case where the person is raped and he didn't see, so the Gemara answers again, you have to say where he didn't see, kishahar go me'achov. Horeg v'ravo yatzilu ishtik. He also l'kamei d'rav amalei yakum dover m'kayma dover ha'kosuv medaber. That we're not talking, the Gemara's maskan is, we're not talking about the subject himself. We're only talking about the Edom. The subject can't passel. Again, I just start off with a bunch of questions. Eventually we'll have something, but just leave off with a question. What was the Gemara's Havamina over here? The Gemara, the Havamina thought that Nimtzeh HaMeir Karav Apostle includes the subject. Kamash Malah, no, it's only in the Eidim. So what's that Havamina Maskana based on? I don't know, I didn't see anybody that was mad, but why the Gemara and the Havamina think the subject can? I could explain what the Havamina was, the subject can, the Eidim can, but I don't know exactly what's behind that Shaklavatari of the Gemara. B'kol echad ve'echad, hischel leheyed in Rashi, hischel leheyed betol kedei dibur shel siyuma shel chaver, that we dramatized before, that kol echad ve'echad is within the words of the friends. Harig yatzil, the Rabbi Yossi, the Amar af below hisru shalom iskavin leheyed, hu matzal asadin, Rabbi Yossi disagreed, and Rabbi Yossi said, I don't know why the Gemara didn't mention Rabbi Yossi. I pointed out that the heading of the Gemara Rabbi Akiva is really incorrect. It took me a few seconds to figure out what was going on in the Gemara. Rashi explains that we're going in other tenor. The Rabbi Yossi da ma'af below hisr shalom skam leib hu matzal sanin v'pnei korva. Harig nami yatzal sanin and sherei gam hu ra v'hu karva etzal atzal. The air conditioner is not working? It's not working. It's in. Okay. The Rosh Hashiva taught us that there's no way we were taking off your jacket, right? Okay. So let's continue on. Let's go with Tosas. On my row. Right. Bechura, that's what's coming out according to Rashi. Zog Tesis. Amar Rava, Vahu She'idu Kulam Batal Kedei Dibur. Pirish HaKontris, Uvaha Karmar Masnisa, Nemeir Kishnayim. Avol Me'idu HaShnayim, Ulachaz Man He'idu Acherim, Sharei Heim Shtei Ki Te'edin L'Hol Dover. Mashma Dekoi, Af Le'inyin Karav Upasol. From Rashi is Mashma, that the halachos of Karov Apostle are entirely dependent on whether we're Meitel Kedei Dibur. If Yosef and I are Meitel Kedei Dibur, so then in such a case we passel each other. And if we're not, then the halacha would be different. V'kashe, to amashma b'samuch, to le'inyin din the Karov Apostle, eino taliba ado b'tel Kedei Dibur, ela b'riyas maise gomrei dusan. From the Gemara later on, it seems to be clear that it's dependent on what? That's dependent on Re'iyah. You're going to tell me what the Gemara means, what Tosis means from the Gemara. Afke yidu achak tol kidei dibur. The Kamar horu yatzil. What's Tosis' kasha? What's Tosis' father by? Yes, Michal?
The fact, the Havri in the Gemara, that the person who was killed was going to be...
Beautiful.
Is that the Re'iyah causes Eidah.
Correct. Wait a second. The Gemara said Harug Yatzel, so it's true, we threw it out. But the Havamin Gemara indicates that we're not going to take into account what's being said, because if we'd be taking account what's being said, clearly the Harug was dead by the time of the Evios. That's Tosis' Kasha. Everybody follow Tosis' Kasha? What's that?
True. The Pasuk only knocked out the two people. The Maskana of the Gemara is still holding that you go by the time of the Rezeda.
Presumably, correct. Yeah, right. That there's nothing here that changed. That's Tosis' kasha. L'kachnir, therefore Tosis gives the following answer. D'lo koi rak adin de'edim zom de'kamarachi yizunu kulam u'baha kamar dafke ki yidu kulam betok kedei dibu. D'zeh have eidus echad. When do we say this halacha of tok kedei dibur? That's only in regards to hazama. In other words, if Yosef and I are connected in terms of Achi Izumu Kula. Let's say Josh and I had already testified together. And they Zoom Josh and I. But Yosef had also testified. Do we say the halacha of Achi Izumu Kula that we need to Zoom Yosef as well for us to be Chayiv as Edim Zomin? So there we learn the halacha. It depends. It depends on whether it's Ketol kedei dibur or not. Ubaha kamar dafka ki idu kulam sal kedei dibur. The zav eidus echad. Ubi idu hachi yizumu kulam. Aval he idu mitzasam petol kedei dibur. Umitzasam acher kedei dibur. Him kein havi shtei kitos. But if Yosef and Michal are at two after this man of shalom l'rav, so then in such a case they're considered to do kitos. Velo bo idu hachi yizumu kulam. And then you don't need, what Tosis means, v'lo bein achi yizumu kulam is an expression. The halachic definition of achi yizumu kulam does not apply to Rav Josh and I. Because they're considered two distinct edios. Abo, le'inim nimtza karov apostle, afin nimtza Mahani sheyidu l'acher k'dei dibur edusam b'teila. But when it comes to the edus, stand up, Daniel. When it comes to the edus of tol k'dei dibur, so then in such a case, stam edus that's not connected to the halachas of Edim Zolomim, so then even if it wasn't Toch Kidei Dibur, so then in such a case, we are Mitztarif. So Tulsus's answer is that the Gemara before the two dots is different than the Gemara after the two dots. The Gemara before the two dots was talking about the Halacha of Achiyazum Ukula. So then in such a case, then we have the rule of Toch Kidei Dibur. Toch Kidei Dibur connects us. However, when it comes to the halachas of Re'iyas Eidus, it doesn't have to be that we were made Tol Kidei Dibur. Even if we weren't made Tol Kidei Dibur, in such a case, we are going to be connected. Rabosai, just a Mara Makom, because this is not what I want to focus on, and we're building already towards the next sugya. Could anybody tell me a Rishon that seemed to get involved with this issue of whether Toch Kidei Dibur is going to be critical or not when it comes to Achi Yizumu as Kulam? Very good. The Ritva that we had yesterday, L'chura V'amei V'nyavim, is Cholik on the Tos. I'm not going to be Masber. I told Reb Chaim that lunch for us is at 2 o'clock. He was very... Reb Chaim has a tremendous Kavod HaTorah. If you knew you guys were learning, no problem. Lunch is at 2 o'clock. Let's not fear to ask all the kitchen staff to stay longer. So, as a Mar Makom Lechura the Ritva, and the last shot of the Ritva is not like what Tosos had said. Just as a Mar Makom.
And Rashi too.
And Rav Bader Tainas Rashi too. Okay, why?
Because Rashi learned that the Kash of the Gemara was only in Rav Yossi.
Okay. Because of the Rav Yossi.
So he changed it. He's also on the before the dots are different than the last two dots. He just needs to give the difference.
What's that? Right, so, well, no, but he wants to say in the Minei Ubeya Rashi. Okay, Beseder, I hear what you're driving at. V'im Tomar Maishna. What Tosus is asking, just pshat, what Tosus is doing, he says, V'im Tomar Maishna. A.B.?
So why should the Halakha by Edim Zomim be?
What's the logic behind this distinction? Okay. V'yesh Lomar, Shna Ushna. This is a nice expression. It makes all the difference in the world. Tosus is just mazri now the chilut. Yidavke, gavi nimtzef men parvo apostle, chashu kichat edus. Kishe idu la'achar kidei dibur mishum shehim omrim emes v'im kein edusan hischil meri'iya shalahem v'ri'iya shalahem hoise b'bas achas im ha'edim. When it comes to seeing an event, if we see an event that's true, so then we're bound to it from that moment, and you don't need the requirement of our edus to be tol kidei dibur. Aval be'edim zomrim she'enon omrim emes, but it comes to edim zom where they don't say emes. In kain lo ba'edusan el kishe'idu be'bezdim. There, edim zomrim begins in bezdim. V'kimon de'lo he'idu be'bas achas rak la'achar k'dei dibur lo chashminon kechad edus k'nira l'mashiach. Halavai. K'nira l'mashiach. Should be zayichet to see if they're Mashiach. Well, what does it mean? Mayri she'yichia. Right. It's one of the Talmidim of the Bali Tosos. One of the Talmidim of Rebbeinu Peretz is the Bali Tosos in Makos. There's a very good sefer by an academic. I think he was a Ben Torah Orbach, where he lists, Kedai to know, he lists all of the Bali Tosos and all of the Masechtos and Shas. Which Bali Tosos wrote which Masechtos?
How do you know?
It's random. How did he know it? He did a lot of yud into it. Ephraim Orbach, if I'm not mistaken, is his name. Anyhow, so the Mashiach means, I remember the first time I saw this, I was very confused. It's Morishiach, referring to Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabosai, what's Tosis's distinction? Let's just formulate it, maybe give a little bit lumdus behind it, and then begin to analyze what's behind it. Well, what's Tosis saying over here? What's Tosis saying? That clearly we already set down the distinction. Edim Zomim follows Tol Kidei Dibur. If Tol Kidei Dibur, you're connected. And when it comes to other edus, it's not dependent on Tol Kidei Dibur. Tosus gives us a svar, why should that be so? Can anybody explain to me what Tosus just said? First, just Tosus's words. What's going on over here? Yes, Oren?
Tosus is making a chelak between Edim Zomim and people and Pesul, because Pesul fundamentally believes that what they're saying is true. So therefore, the shas that we are going to be mistar if they're edus is going to be from the second that the maisa happened. Whereas Edom Zomim are making the whole thing up, so there is no Maisa that happens, so therefore the only time we can accept their Edus is the moment they come to Beis Din. So that's the moment that we accept it. That's the moment that we start the Eidim.
Right. Good. You repeat Tosas' words well. Does Tosas mean that Eidim Zomim are liars? We know for sure Eidim Zomim are liars, versus in this case we have no reason to believe that they're liars? That's the way you presented it. Is that what's going on in Tosas? We just need to refine what you're saying. Tosas is saying like this. I think that you could argue that the lumdus that I'm saying now doesn't fit in Tosas's words, but it seems to me that this is Tosas's kavana. So first off, in your notes, describe what Tosas says. The description is that Tosas says that when it comes, first, there are two steps. Number one, Eidim Zomim are attached to Kedei Dibur. The Eidus of Re'iya, that the Mishnah extends to the halacha Nimtzach Man Karav Apostle, those halachos are bound by Re'iya. What is Tosas to say is the distinction? When it comes to Re'iya, they're probably seeing an event that happened. And contrast to Eidim Zomim, so then in such a case, we know that it turns out they were liars. And if it turns out that they were liars, so then in such a case, we can't go on the event that they said happened. So the event doesn't bind them. Is that all that Tosas says? Because what Oren's making a big deal on is that Tosas says, "Avol be Eidim Zomim she'enan omrim emes." The Eidim Zomim that are not saying the truth. When the Eidim Zomim Yosef Binyamin come in, they're the Eidim Zomim. When they come in and testify in court, they're not saying the emes. Do we know if they're saying the emes or not? We don't know for sure that they're not right. If we knew they weren't telling the truth, we would throw them out before they come zom. You want to tell you that Pshat of Tosas is that retroactively we could only join them by their deeper. That's the Pshat, what Tosas is saying. Retroactively, there's nothing else that could join them together except the deeper. Okay, let's go with the Talmidim's Pshat. I'm not convinced it's correct, but let's go with it. The Tosas is saying like this, that retroactively, we know they become Pasul. Yisachar and Zvul and Setem Imanu. He said once retroactively they become Pasul, so then they're considered bound at what moment? It can't be when they were made of what happened, because that event didn't even happen. So when did they become a Kat of Eidim? They became a Kat of Eidim when they testified together. Maybe I could just add to your point that retroactively that the din that we're being done on, the whole judgment that we're discussing, is the judgment of their edus. What they said. When they said it, were they liars or were they not liars? So then, Tosas doesn't mean stam retroactively, that it turns out that they're shekher. We're judging on what event? We're judging on the time that they were saying the Eidos. We're not judging about whether Reuven killed Shimon or not. That's not what we're doing when Yisachar and Zebulun are saying Imanu Yisen, Vamevin Yavim, like the Torah said. They're not being machish the facts. They're being done on Yosef and Binyamin. So since they're being down on Yosef and Binyamin, not that there's no Re'iya, there is a Re'iya, the judgment starts on the validity of Yosef and Binyamin's claim. Not just simply because retroactively they're liars. What Tosas is saying is that the whole din is on whether Yosef Binyamin said something that's true or not. That's the Omek HaDvarim of what Tosas is saying. I don't think it's just non-retroactively. It's because we're looking now on whether they're telling the truth or they're not. In contrast to a regular case, a regular Kiddushin, let's say, when we hear Yosef and Binyamin testify that Reuven married Sarah, so then in such a case, what are we doing? The Diyun is not on Reuven and Binyamin, on Yosef and Binyamin, the Diyun is on the Kiddushin of Reuven and Sarah. That's the omic, I think, of what Tos is saying. It's not just Stam Alima Freya, Tos is saying. Tos is pointing out that the whole Agodas Eidus of Yisachar and Zvulun against Yosef and Binyamin is on whether Yosef and Binyamin were telling the truth or weren't telling on the truth. L'chor, it's not so what you guys are saying, but it's being masbir why that's so. Matosas says, Aval be'eim zom she'enon omrim emes, the question, what Tosas means, is not just them. Oh, they're not telling the truth, so for some reason then we look at the Eidus. There's a svara in what Tosas is saying. She'enon omrim emes, the judgment is going on them whether they were telling the truth or not. I know what I'm saying doesn't fit 100% in the words of Tosas, but I think that's really what Tosas is adding on. I'd rather leave that. Okay, but I still want to leave. Even if you want to help me out, I want to be for a chaim, and also I want to make sure that I do the important things. Okay. Rabosai, this is Tosas's distinction. Again, let's just crunch. Tosas's distinction is what? The number one, he says the sugi before is Ria is kovei everything. In contrast to Zmama, so then the din Torah is on whether they're telling the truth, and then they're bound by Tol Kedei Dibur. Rabosai, did you think about the following question? You should have thought about the following question. What would the halacha be in regards to, in Tosas Shita, when it comes to Re'ia, if they were made Toch Kedei Dibur? Zmama, the din is only Toch Kedei Dibur. That's what binds them. What happens if Yosef and Binyamin said, we saw Reuven marry Sarah? They don't say anything about whether they saw each other, but they testify on the exact same events, and it was Toch Kedei Dibur. And in such a case, then it was Nimtzeh Haman Karov Apostle. What would you say in Tosas?
Doesn't work.
What would we say? They are Mitzarev, but they're not Mitzarev. Tosas said that when it comes to Re'ia is Eidus of Re'ia, then it's the Zman Re'ia that's Mitzarev them. And when it comes to Zmama, it's the Tol Kedei Dibur that's Mitzarev them. Right? That's what Tosas says. What does Tosas mean to say? That Tol Kedei Dibur would not be Mitzarev Eide Re'ia? So let's try to think it through in Tosas. Or maybe I should give...
Isn't there also Eide Re'ia there? If they're both saying that they get married. By definition, they were there.
No, maybe they didn't see each other.
Why didn't they see each other? They're talking about the same event.
Right, we talked about that, right, where they don't see each other. And the Purim writes, Eidus Miyuchedes. Lav Daf, that's Vav Amud Beis, Nechon. So, alright, you know what? I'll give you something else to think about. I want you to try to pound it out. Next week, we're going to see Minei Ubei, there are Rishonim that deal with this. With this question. So what Tosas said, all right, you know, I'll give one person take a shot at it. What would you say about this, Shiloh? Because the reason why I want to give you a shot at it, is because I think it has to do with Cheshbon and Pshat and Tosas. Anybody have any ideas? I'll give you till tomorrow then. We'll discuss in the question and answers. Okay. Now, Rabosai, this Diyun that we have, in the Tosas, Tosas saying you're so godal. What is Kovea us as Eidim together? By Zmama it's Tol Kedei Dibur, when it comes to Re'ia, so then Tosas saying the Re'ia is Kovea, when we're seeing this together, that's Kovea us together as Eidim. And Tosas is telling us a tremendous chidush, and that is that Nimtzeach HaMan Karov Apostle will only apply when it comes to Zom Nimfa Tol Kedei Dibur, and maybe Tosas saying the Nimtzeach HaMan Karov Apostle is only when we see each other that are seeing the event. But other cases won't make you puzzle. Now, first of all, I just want to show you that the Rambam and the Ravid seem to be arguing about this exact issue as well. May I, Adam? So let's take a look at the Rambam in Perek Chav, Halacha Gimel. We mamish see this diyun in the Rambam and the Ravid themselves. Hoyo Eidim Shlosha Fiwu Meya. Im he'idu bebezdin ze'achar ze'ah, ve'heyit kol echa mehen, achar chaver, besel kidei dibur, v'huzmu miktsasan, ein ne'noshin ad she'izumu kulam. So the Rambam tells us this halacha of tol kidei dibur ad she'izumu kulam. Now so far, this line in the Rambam is clearly what our Gemara had said. Avol, im hoya hafseik ve'zeh le'zeh yesmech tei dibur, shu kidei she'el shom tamu l'rab, Hare שהיה בין דבריהם, לדי ראשון, הפסק אין אנושי. ואף על פי שבוטל עדוס כולו, מפני שאין קט אחס, הוול ונפסלו מקצוסו, נפסלו כולו. And if it's not ketov kedei dibur, then the edus is batel. Says the Ravid, Amar Avron eni yodea mahu. Ki me'achar shelo bo tov kedei dibur, v'nechshu v'shtei kitos limin azama, lama tivatel edus hakato achrona. V'yehore garotzeach. Let's go slowly in the Rambam. The Rambam says, if they're not made tol kedei dibur, you don't need achi yizumu kulam. What does that mean, says the Ravid? The Rambam is not just saying aloch and achi yizumu kulam. Let's take our case. Josh and I were made together. It wasn't tol kedei dibur when Yosef and Michal were made. What came along? What came along was Yisachar and Zvulun, and they zoomed us too. Okay. So we're zoomed. Are they zoomed? No, they're not zoomed. What will happen then? It's still shayach to kill Reuven. Says the Ravid, you're really going to kill Reuven in such a case? You're going to kill Reuven in such a case? Just because there was a technicality? Not talk, you're going to kill him? But the Rambam says, you don't kill him, says the Ravid. Wait a second. There's two totally different things over here. One is the halacha of achi yizumu kulam. And that was, now let's put in the context of the Gemara. That was the first few lines of the Gemara itself. That's halacha v'achi yizumu kula. And then we have another halacha. What's the other halacha? The other halacha is nimtzeach mehen karov apostol. So when it comes to nimtzeach mehen karov apostol, who says it has the same halacha v'achi yizumu kula? So then what is halacha nimtzeach mehen karov apostol according to the Ravid? And what is the halacha of nimtzeach mehen karov apostol according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, we borrow the same rules of achi yizumu kulam. And what's that halacha? Tol kedei dibur. Tol kedei dibur. Hol the nifsala muktsasa, nifsala kula. And there's one barometer. But what do we see in Tosfos? In Tosfos we saw not this way. In our Tosfos we saw that there are two distinct barometers to the two. What the Tosfos tell us is going to be the barometer for Eidus. In terms of Nimtzeach HaMeam Karov Apostle. What Tosfos told us was the barometer was Re'iyah. That's a totally different barometer. That's a totally different barometer. So what do we see? We see the Rambam and the Ravid are struggling about exactly on this same issue. What is the machlokis? Again, let's flesh it out. The Rambam says, Harei nechleka eidus vashnayim shehuzmu nenashim vashnayim achem shahaya bein divrem divreshon hefzik ein nenashim. The Rambam says, because there's ein nenashim, they're not connected. So the Rambam says that's it. What does the Ravid say? Ki me'achar shelo bo tor kedei dibur v'nechshu v'ushtei kitos linyin azama. The Ravid says we're two distinct ketios. We're two distinct kitos. And since we're two distinct kitos because of tor kedei dibur, that our edus wasn't tor kedei dibur, so then we're not connected at all. We're not connected at all. So how is the Ravid understanding the halacha in terms of whether we're connected or not? The Ravid says there's one simple barometer. Toch kedei dibur. That's the only barometer that says whether we're connected or not. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos had told us that there are two parameters. It's possible, according to Tosfos, that you will have a case in which it's not Achi Yezumu Kulan, right? It's not Achi Yezumu Kulan because you didn't testify Tol Kidei Dibur, but the Re'iya is Koveya, whether it's Nimsechem and Karov Apostle. So according to Tosfos, it's possible that you're going to have a case of where you have an Edim Zomimin that wasn't Tol Kidei Dibur, and you don't have the Halacha Achi Yezumu Kulam, but if we all saw it together, so then in such a case, the Karov Apostle will automatically pass it. The Ravid seems not to learn that way. What's behind that machlokas? So I leave off just with a part heads there, and it's a refune. The Ravid did not understand like Tosfos. The Ravid did not understand that there is a distinction between the two Gemaras. The Tabale Tosfos assumed these are two distinct Gemaras. One is Halacha Achi Yezumu Kulam that says what? That says that you need Tol Kidei Dibur Achi Yezumu Kulam. And then there's another Halacha of Re'iya, which is Halacha of Nimtzach Me'akar Pasal Eide Re'iya that has nothing to do with Tol Kidei Dibur. And yet, the Ravid seems to be saying, no. When it comes to these halachos, we say there's one basic rule. And that basic rule is Tol Kidei Dibur. And he doesn't understand, once you have something that wasn't Tol Kidei Dibur, why it is that we're going to change the halacha based on the Re'iyah.
So we're putting the Rambam on the Tosfos, get to that.
The Chura. Yeah. Now, what's with... Now I want to share with you another piece of information. Take a look at the Ritva on the first lines of our Amud. The Ritva on Vav Amud Aleph. Let's take a look at this Ritva. Meyatu Vahavi. Says a Ritva. Pirush. Tafilu Dibro Kulam Biyachad. Why is it that Tol Kidei Dibur works to be mitzarif them? Says Ritva. Tafilu Dibro Kulam Biyachad. E efsher shiignru kulam Tol Kidei Dibur shel Rishon. Even if everybody can't finish together, Tol Kidei Dibur attaches them. Uparchinan kol echad ve'echad Kidei Diburo shel chaver v'achinam emrim b'shuas. Now here's a line where the Ritva is going to add something that we didn't have before. The taima mishum dekulu edim ke'echad chashivi. Uketepirashti hasam. Says the Ritva, this halacha of Tol Kidei Dibur joins us together. That's only a halacha in Eidos. That in Eidos it's considered one block of time. In Eidos it's considered one block of time. The Ravid is bothered about the following shaila. The Ritva is bothered by the following shaila. What would happen if I testified about something benogeya myself? Bezin calls me in, and they ask me what happened. And I say that this and this and this happened. Yosef is my antagonist, and he testifies. We know that if I testify about something, I could be chozer toch kidei dibur. What would the halacha be if, after Yosef says, as a baldin, says something, then I am chozer toch his dibur? So this was something that was discussed in the Tshuvas HaRishonim. In fact, the Ritva says, v'chein danti b'tshuvas sheila. I wrote about this in the Tshuva. Problem is, we don't have this shayla of the Ritva, but we do have in other shayla of Tshuvas the Rishonim. Says the Ritva in the Chidushim, look on. Aval bebali din shahoda echamem lechaveiro. In this case, the Gemara describes that I was moded to Yosef. Va'acher shediber chaveiro, but then after Yosef spoke, bolatza batol kedei dibur. I was chozer tol kedei dibur of Yosef. Shel chaveiro eino klum. He says, in such a case, it's nothing. The kol tol kedei dibur, shebechol makom tol kedei dibur atzmohu, bar mehani eidim lechud. The only time we say tol kedei dibur works, that there's one big train, that even if 100 testify, as long as tol kedei dibur the next one, that's only when it comes to joining the eidim together. When we're talking about joining eidim together, so then in such a case, it's all considered one block to join them as eidim. However, to say that it was one elongated amira to connect my first amira with the second amira, with Yosef's in between, that we would never say. The Ritva in Shavuos adds a lashon, the beiz eidim psichas adusayu dechab dechavrei, uke'edus achas chashiva. It's considered like one edus, as long as it's tol kedei dibur. So the 100 edim are being made together, it's considered one edus. Rabbosai, here's a chakira. Does tol kedei dibur combine what we're saying, that it's considered as if everything is in one period of time? If that would be so, so then as long as everybody is talking, as long as Yosef is talking, I respond in tol kedei dibur, then it's one amira, and my first amira and my third amira, if you will, after Yosef is connected. Says the Ritva, that's not the pshat in tol kedei dibur. The pshat in tol kedei dibur is a halacha specifically in regards to edus. That in combining the edim together, as long as there's tol kedei dibur, then in such a case, the edus is considered one edus together. But in other halachos, we don't necessarily say that it's all connected to each other. Ad kan divrei haritva. Now, Rabbosai, I go back to the shaila that I asked you in Tosos. And we pointed out the Tosos is a machlokas Rambam and Raivin. Tosos is so to make this distinction between Re'iyah and Dibur, that's machlokas between Rambam and Raivin. Now, if we say the pshat is that tol kedei dibur is considered one edus, what happens when you didn't have perikia together, but you had an edus tol kedei dibur? Tol kedei dibur, they spoke within together. So what would you say? Would Nimsa Echame and Karov Apostle in such a case make the cat a messed up cat? According to the Ritva's Lashon, that Tol Kedei Dibur is mitstaref us as one Eidos, it can't be that Tosos, if Tosos in theory would go with the same idea, that Tosos was saying that Tol Kedei Dibur doesn't work by... Tol kedei dibur doesn't work by re'iyah. What Tosas meant to say was that Karov Apostle could passel even in a re'iyah. But that does not mean that Tol kedei dibur wouldn't. Because the whole Yisrael, the Ritva says, of Tol kedei dibur is that Tol kedei dibur makes us into one kind of Eden. So that applies for Aji Yizumu Kulam. It's true, Re'iyah has two possible ways that we could become apostle, Nimtzach Amen, Karov Apostle. One time that we could become apostle as Nimtzach Amen, Karov Apostle is if we see together. Then Tosfos says that we become apostle, and you don't need Tol Kedei Dibur. But that doesn't mean that if we are made Tol Kedei Dibur, that we aren't that we don't apostle each other. Because, at least according to the Ritva's Havana. Because how does Tol Kedei Dibur work? Tol Kedei Dibur joins Eidim together. Tol Kedei Dibur makes them as if they're one kind of Eidim. Okay? We have no reason to believe as of now that Tosfos disagrees with the Ritva. And in Pshat, now I come back to the point that I alluded to all the way in the beginning. And that is, in our Tosfos, Tosos, let's just trace what was going on in Pshat in Tosos. And then I leave it to you. We're going to be out of time. I leave it to you then to go back in the Rambam and Raavad. That's a bonus. But even you leave aside the Rambam and Raavad, the focus of today really was a Tosos. I was just showing you also that we have the same deal in the Rambam and the Raavad. What happened in Pshat in Tosos? What happened in Pshat in Tosos was the following. We had a stira between two sugyas. Now what we're going to do is we're going to crunch everything we've done up until now and crunch it in Pshat. Up until now we saw it as shitas. Now let's cheshbon what happened in Pshat. What happened in Pshat was the following. We had one Gemara that said Talkadei Dibur creates Karav Apostle. And if it's not Talkadei Dibur, so then in such a case it doesn't create a problem of Karav Apostle. Then we saw, but wait a second, Re'iyah also creates a problem of Karav Apostle. That was Tosfos Kasha, correct? Rav Osai, if there was anything you didn't understand, you could jump in right now. I'm starting over from the beginning of the analysis of the Rishonim. Karav Apostle, according to the first lines of the Gemara, is created by Talkadei Dibur. The next lines of the Gemara seems to be Re'iyah. So Tosfos answers, and Tosfos says, oh no. There are two distinct halachas. One halacha is in regards to Re'iyah of Karav Apostle, and the other is Achi Yizum Uskuma. And we saw that the Rambam and Raavad also struggled with this Nakuda, if the two are the same or they're different. The Ritva tells us what happens when you have Toch Kedei Dibur. What did the Ritva say that happens Toch Kedei Dibur? Toch Kedei Dibur means that from the perspective of Bezdin, we are one group of Eden. That's what happens. That we learned in Achi Yizumu Kulan. There's another Gemara that says Ria apostles, if we saw it together. Does that mean that the Haggadah is not going to apostle? Of course! No one's going to say that Ede and Re'iyah don't have a Haggadah. All Tosa said was that Edim Zomimin don't have a Re'iyah. But of course, Ede and Re'iyah have both a Haggadah as well as a Hazama. And what defines whether we're a cat of Edim when it comes to Haggadah? Toch Kedei Dibur. So, Tosas' answer is that when it comes to Hazama, you only have Toch Kedei Dibur. When it comes to Re'iyah, you also have Re'iyah. But who says that when it comes to Re'iyah, you don't have Haggadah? Of course Re'iyah has Haggadah Seidus, once the fellows are testifying in court. And therefore, I would argue, even according to Tosas, for sure according to the Ritva, but even according to Tosos, if there's Toch Kedei Dibur of one of the Eidim that's apostle, it'll apostle the entire cat. Because both are true. Both variables are true. And I leave off as an open question how this relates to the machlokas of Rambam and Raavad. Are any one of them taking sides in that question? So let's crunch what we did today. Starting from the words of the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that the halacha is that when it comes to defining a group of Edim Zomimin, as long as it's Toch Kedei Dibur, then you will have a requirement of Achi Yizum Uskuma. The Gemara then also had a Hava Mina of Harav Yatzil, to which the Gemara says, no, only the Edim that are there, that see it together, could create a problem of Karav Apostle. Tosas asks, Minei Obey, the two Gemaras are sosur to each other. Tosas says that we saw originally that the halacha is that Toch Kedei Dibur. So what's Tosas' answer? So Tosas says, by Re'iyah, since they're joined together in the Re'iyah, so then in such a case the Karav Apostle will be passed. By Edim Zomimin, how are they joined together? So Edim Zomimin, so Tosas' words were, what did Tosas say? Tosas says, Einon Omrim Memes. What does that mean, Einon Omrim Memes? We're being dan on whether their Haggadah was a truthful Haggadah. So what brings them together as Eidim? the Kedei Dibur. That's what brings them together. Because we're being done on the event of whether they're saying the truth. We saw that the Rambam and Ravid are struggling also whether the Re'iyah that's going to Pasul is by definition also going to be the same halacha of Kedei Dibur that's going to Pasul as well. Do the halachas of Re'iyah borrow from the halachas of Zomim? Or are they two distinct halachas as Tosfos had presented? Finally, we saw that in the Ritva says, what pshat in Tov Kedei Dibur? The Ritva says Tov Kedei Dibur means that there is a Hagodas Eidus Biyachad. Anytime there's Tov Kedei Dibur, there's a Hagodas Eidus Biyachad. And that means that as long as you have Tov Kedei Dibur, we're one kat. He says that doesn't apply to other cases. That was a lashon on the Ritva and Shavuos. I would like to argue, if that's so, then there's no reason to believe that Tosas held that in the case of Eide Re'iyah, what do we mean Eide Re'iyah? That Yosef and Binyamin are testifying in Bezdin that Reuven was Mekadesh Sarah, that in such a case, if there were Meid Tol Kedei Dibur with, we need a new set of names, Yehuda and God, and it turns out that one of them was zoomed, so then in such a case we still have the halacha of Akshi Zumu Kula. It was only Re'iyah. There's nowhere in our sugya or our Tosos that says that the only thing that would passel would be a karavu passel on Re'iyah. The other thing that would also passel could very well be the fact that they're one group of Eidim. And therefore, in the pshat of the Gemara, Tosis is just saying that it's possible to be posel on Re'iyah when it comes to Harug Yatzil by Eidei Re'iyah together. And when it comes to Hazama, then you have the halacha of Tov Kedei Dibur. But never did the Gemara say that when it comes to Eidei Re'iyah that Tov Kedei Dibur won't posel, Tov Kedei Dibur could also posel. It's an open question. But the Ritva said Beferish that Toch Kedei Dibur is going to combine them as Eidim together. And there's no reason to believe that the Ritva's Svara would only apply to Ashi Yizumu Kulam as opposed to the Halacha of Re'iyah B'yachad. And then I just leave off as an open question that's Kedai Techeshbon this out. How that works in the machlokis between the Rambam and Ravid. Rabosei, I did say quite a bit today, and I didn't take a lot of questions. And that was because today's Wednesday. But if you summarize it, the most important thing that I want you to know is the Tosos. Tosos is distinction. See how that's the machlokis Rambam and Ravid. And then we saw a Ritva. And then the more complicated thing was, is I tried to argue that the Ritva's Chidush might get involved with whether Tov Kedei Dibur or Pasel even by Re'iyah as well. Yes, or Zeh?
According to the Chiddush that we're going to put the Ritva into the Tosfos,
right,
that you can say Tov Kedei Dibur when it exists, why does the Tosfos answer that as his theory in the Gemara? He says, I have before the two dots and after the dots.
No.
Once tell me you did a Tov Kedei Dibur, and once tell me with Re'iyah. So I should say there are some cases where when there is Tov Kedei Dibur, that's what we're discussing.
That's why I think Tosfos is the same. What Tosfos is bringing out is that Re'iyah will passel when it comes to Eide Re'iyah, but by Hazama we don't take into account. Why? Because we're being down on the validity of the Eidus itself.
So when Tosfos says it only means Hazama, he means more than that. Tosfos says only apply Tosfos right. Redeemer for Hazama. But there are other things it could be for too, I'm just not telling you.
Right, because he's answering the Stira in the Kashrut.
But he could have answered Rav a lot.
Rav Zev is arguing that what I said from the Ritva is not Mufrach in the word of Tosfos. Let the Talmidim fight it out and decide. I'm not convinced at all that Tosfos didn't entertain that possibility. I think the Kashrut is the Svara. There's nothing in Tosfos here. The question is whether later Tosfos in. Some of the Talmidim are pointing out that there are other later Tosfos that seem to get involved in some of the issues of this Tosfos. By the way, this is might very well be the Hagdol Torah of Adira. Because Tosfos' own sheet on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph, our own pointed this out, is that Tosfos learns that this, all of this is not the Maskanas HaShas. You take a look, 5 lines of Dan Gomari, the Vadim, Betchila, Yisavra, Shastra, Yossi. That's only Betchila. All this, according to Tosfos, might only be in a Havan, you know. But we have a mitzvah to understand the Tosfos by Sher Rishon, right there. Yes, sir.
I also find it hard to say that Tosfos uses the Ritva Svara because he says, the Indian didn't cover up also Eno Tolle Bay Adosa Petokine Dibor. So it's not totally at all in it. In the beginning when he's still asking the question.
Pirushak Vikasha the Mash Sandin didn't cover up also Eno Tolle Bahada Petokine Dibor. Dirias Maisa Gemura. It might be enough Gemina whether your gear says Elaburias or Dirias.
Also it switches from Gemara.
Eno Tolle Dirias Maisa Gemura Dusan Aki Yidu Akak Tokide Dibor. No, notice. Notice, I'm saying subtle. Tosis is saying that it's not the only barometer, because we see even if it's after Tol Kedei Dibur, will it still be a problem? But that doesn't mean that Tosis holds that Tol Kedei Dibur would not be a problem. Maybe Tol Kedei Dibur would be a problem. In other words, if you had the Girsa Elaburias Maisa, so then I think it's a decent deal. Although then the question becomes, what happens in Tosis' teretz? But what's Tosis asking? Tosis is saying, wait a second, the only barometer is not Tov Kedei Dibur. What's the other barometer? Riyas Maisa. So Tosis' teretz is, Riyas Maisa alone is enough to be Posa. But who said that Tosis said that Tov Kedei Dibur won't be Posa?
I don't understand how you do it the other way.
Come on, Rabbi Osei. This we do in 11th grade... logic, no? In New York City, Aaron, you're a New York boy. I said Denver guys, they have an excuse. But the New York regions, part of the regions is logic, no?
That's the SATs.
No.
There's a logic thing on the regions?
There's a logic thing on the regions. I have a follow-up line, but it would be too sharp to say. But yeah, there is a logic part. Well, at least when I took the regions. Maybe that. Who took the regions in New York?
Which region, though?
Is that the logic part?
I take Math B. They got rid of it.
They switched the regions.
Switched the regions?
Right.
Oh, it's back to geometry and trigonometry. Yeah. So in my days, they had... Okay, switch a zillion times. In my days, part of the regions was also logic. So the halakha in logic goes like this. In high school logic, just because not C or not B... Let's say we say, if it's not B, then it's possible, right? If you don't have B, then it's possible. Does that mean that if you don't have A, it's kosher? No. All it said was not B is possible.
But if it's not
B, but maybe tasting not A could also be
sure.
But
also tolo rock. She said ano tolo rock.
And the truth is, if you're going to be medayik in those words, it tells us I find that a very weak diukim, because at the end of the day, I'm talking in the parents of Tosfos.
I think there's a riot into Tosfos later, I think, what Rebbe did. It says, the first white line at the end, Aval inyan nimsa achad kar v'apostol, af im nimsa mahani she'idu l'acha k'dei dibur.
So the af. Right, the af.
That even if they do that, that's batel.
Right, Aval nimsa achad kar v'apostol, af im nimsa mahani she'idu l'acha k'dei dibur. But if it would be batel k'dei dibur, maybe it would be a problem. Yeah, that'll be a question with the Ritva Svar. Now, what I haven't done, the real heavy lifting that I haven't done, and I know I went a little bit quickly in the Rambam and Ravid because I want to get done in the week's shiurim, but is how to fit this back into Machlokas Rambam and Ravid. Yeah. That needs to really be cheshbon. Okay, stop. We'll stop.